pretty great.
All kneel before the wombat. Wombat is your master.
Can't
now.
You see the world you dream of and the world that Kyogre will create?
What? Who's Kyogre?
Is Pokemon?
Shelly.
You must
I don't know from Pokemans.
Are you really far now?
Yeah, he just like used the blue orb to release Kyogre.
Sweet.
The orb.
So I just
I want to catch a giant whale. I'm so excited.
Wilmer?
She knows.
What's that?
Wilmer?
No, the Kyogre, oh, okay. Just because it looks like a giant whale.
Yeah.
Is this like, what it's like when I talk about wrestling with Ryan?
Yeah. But, like, I have the sound on really high, and when you, like, release Kyogre or whatever, it makes this, like, really, like, screeching, terrible noise, and I rather flip.
My favorite noise is a cricketune, because it's a tiny little cello, but with a mustache. It's a cello bug with a mustache, and when you throw it out of its ball, it goes, ring! It's got this adorable little twerp.
You're an adorable little twerp. I played Pokemon Red and Blue when they came out.
You're old.
And that was the last one that I played to completion.
That was like 97.
It was 98. 96 it came out in Japan. 90. I only know this because Charlie and I looked it up the other day.
Oh, okay.
I was 11 years old.
Wow. I
was
remember
a
we got.
Fresh-faced youngster.
I remember you got Red. And then I
and you
got
blue, and then I also had yellow, which came with the Pokemon or the Pikachu themed Game Boy Color.
That was so cool.
But I think I also bought a Game Boy a DS. I think when they first came out with the DS version, and I played
Diamond
it
for
an hour
or whatever.
Yeah, played it for about an hour, and then went, I don't like video games. They take too long. It makes me suffering.
What you have to do is you have to put on Chopped. On your
What's
television.
That?
Do you, the Food Network show?
It's,
where they have like four foods in the basket?
You get mystery ingredients and you have to create an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert.
It sounds like Iron Chef.
It's
way better. It's
There's
awesome.
No way it's better than
it's
Iron Chef.
So much better. Because you get to see three rounds of it. And the
Is
first
it ridiculously dramatic with an Asian guy, or in the Next Generation version where it's like his nephew or something.
With Warp?
He appears to just be a Caucasian man. Like my uncle says. Whatever he says. I forget what he says.
Whatever he says.
He has like a
catchphrase.
He says. Like, what's the catchphrase? Yeah, catchphrase.
Catchphrase.
So there's a catchphrase on Iron Chef.
The music, I want, like, my dream is to one day do the soundtrack to a Food Network show. Because the music is always, it goes from, like, the judges being really positive about something in their dish. And the music is da-da-da-da, and yeah, I really like it. It's a very bold taste, but what's the butt? You didn't salt the pasta water. And then it like cuts to commercial and it comes back and Ted Allen is all like, he didn't salt the pasta water? What?
Okay, so the thing the Iron Chef or the Kaga says on the Iron Chef is actually French. He goes, Allez cuisine!
Allez cuisine?
Which I think means with food, but I don't actually, or it might actually be like a bastardization of go cook.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure Allez Cuisine, like, I think it's incorrect French, but I think it translates to go cook!
Go food!
Yeah, no, it's go cook.
Go food!
Allez Cuisine!
I think it's go
and
food.
And then, like, in the American version, they'd be like my uncle, I'm like, is he your uncle? He looks like a Caucasian man. He goes, Allez Cuisine! And I'm like, yeah, Allez Cuisine!
What if that's just his name and he's adopted? Too?
I thought Allez Cuisine was what Lady and the Tramp had in that movie, and they wrote back at the spaghetti. I was like, Allez Cuisine there,
that's
right?
Good.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Well, welcome to the Geek Stampede Weekly Roundup for the week of Wednesday. Well, it's not really for the week of Wednesday anymore, since we don't talk about comics. Today is November the 27th. It is Thanksgiving for our American cousins and brothers and sisters and uncles and various distant relations, former roommates, you name it. They're celebrating with family, arguing about racism and politics. And hopefully, if they're cool, watching the end of the Mystery Science Theater 3000 marathon, which is the only thing I like about American Thanksgiving.
What about the Friends episodes? Those were always the best ones.
The turkey on her head and dances with the sunglasses.
Friends episodes were always the best.
I don't think they were always the best. I only remember that one.
There was like, also the one where Rachel is supposed to cook the Thanksgiving dinner, and she messes up the dessert. And she puts jam in a meat pie. Yuckadoodle.
It's hard to believe that show ran 10 seasons.
Yuckadoodle.
I just love the idea that less than 10 years ago, it was okay for the synopsis of your episode of television to be Rachel cooks dinner and messes up the dessert. What? Hilarity ensues.
I would like if...
I just like the idea that somebody would run into the room and go, that's not funny! And that's why they don't do shit like that anymore. And I actually like Friends, but that's not funny.
What was the theme song to Friends?
I feel like in describing the plot of any episode of Friends, it doesn't sound like it's a good show at all.
Yeah.
It was this episode called Monica is upset because she hears a voicemail from her ex-boyfriend. Meanwhile, no one's ready to go to Ross's party, and that's my favorite episode. It's literally called The One Where No One's Ready. It is the only episode pre-season 5 that I think it's any good.
That's in...
I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit. It's in season 3 or 4. Maybe
right.
Maybe 2.
Because
it's one of the first bottle episodes.
Pre-Ross and Rachel break. Pre-break.
Yeah, they were actually still... They weren't on a break yet. They were on a date.
No. On a date.
That's also the one where Ross has to drink the fat.
You drink the fat.
You were going to drink the fat.
Let's just quote...
Let's see what else he'll do. Yeah, let's not do that. That's so. But going back to, I don't really watch the Food Network. I don't have the Food Network. The only cooking show I ever watched with any regularity was Iron Chef, and then that's called Cooking at Home with Chef Michael.
Oh, that guy! He's a giant. He's a
and
gentle
he would,
giant.
And he like cook food for his like adorable little kid. He's like, yeah he's gay. We're gonna have some delicious oysters today.
He's so friendly.
And he would be like, I'm gonna go into my kitchen and let my ingredients be my guide, and so can you. And I'm always like, oh, you're so encouraging, Chef Michael.
That would be a great pull quote for the front, for like the poster of it. Just
thank you.
So encouraging.
Joey Grzecki.
Joey Grzecki. But what else?
Next pull quote. Who? Chef Michael.
It's a conversation between you and Chef Michael on the poster.
You know,
I'm a fan.
Podcaster of note.
I'm a fan. Joey Grzecki. Oh, thanks for watching my show, Chef Michael. You're welcome.
Oh,
Joey.
No problem, Chef.
We're running out of space on this poster. Oh boy.
It is weird that they put up posters for his books, because usually books don't have posters.
Yeah. I have one of his books.
I have one of his posters. I have a couple of books.
Show off.
I have two or three of them, because Nicole and I don't cook good.
Don't cook good.
So we have a couple of recipe books.
They're, Jamie Oliver is my favorite, but what I was saying...
I don't like
is
Jamie
the best
Oliver. He's
way.
Always whining. He's
what?
A
his restaurant's really good, though.
Is it?
In London, yeah.
I'm not a world traveler. I should introduce ourselves. I'm Joey G. Joining me this week again is Robbie G.
Robbie G.
And I'm not going to bother calling you a special guest anymore because you're basically just a part of the crew. But joining us once again
world
is
traveler.
Welcome back. World traveler.
World traveler. Howdy.
Pokemon master. Iron chopped aficionado. World traveler. Globetrotting adventurer.
You're in the Globetrotters?
Yeah. Spin that basketball. Boo!
The sound effect I did for spin the basketball again.
That was good. I always like to look over when I make a reference to something like the Globetrotters just to see if your eyes light up, because I don't always know if you're going to get my references.
No, we actually went to see them when they came in.
Oh, there you go. So she knew that one. To be fair, I probably would have known them anyway, but I know them mostly because they were in an episode of Futurama. A couple of them, but a really good one.
The Globetrotters?
Remember, Bender,
my shirt.
Are you funky enough to be a Globetrotter? Well, maybe with time, like, are you? Well, I suppose maybe if I... Are you? No! Deal with it. Anyway.
But basically, Chopped is the perfect show to have on when you're playing Pokemon, because then you can play for, like, 6 hours and get 6 hours of Chopped watched.
That doesn't sound fun to me.
It was the best Sunday of recent
One of the biggest things for me about video games and why I stopped playing them is any game that I have to have the sound on, I'm immediately...
That's why
against.
Pokemon's perfect. You don't
that
have to
true.
Have the sound.
Pokemon is a game that's good, and it's turn-based, so I don't have to look away and die.
Mm-hmm.
That I always did like, but I hate video games that I have to have sound and pay attention to, because no matter how good your story is, it's not going to be as good as this bad B-movie that I'm watching, or this episode of whatever dog shit I'm into this week is.
That's my favorite show,
whatever
dog
shit
I'm
into.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
TLC.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, TLC, the Learning Channel. Used to be called the Learning Channel.
Who's the T-Boz and...
T-Boss.
Which, okay, TLC...
What are you saying right now?
Let me compose.
Please do.
A sonnet. There were those pop bands from the 90s, Waterfalls and stuff.
Yeah, TLC.
That was TLC?
Yeah, with Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
What was the other band that would always get mixed up with TLC?
You're thinking of the
band... Not Destiny's Child.
I know, I'm getting there. I remember I had their album, What the,
All Saints.
I was just gonna, oh my god, yes! I remember I had their, they had a hit single when I was in grade 4.
A hit!
You were not born, but they had a hit single. No, you, if I was in grade 4, I, how old are you in grade 4?
What year was that?
If I knew that, I would be trying to do the math.
You'd be 9.
I was 14 in grade 9. So, I'd be 9. You're, I was 9.
Yeah.
In grade 4, right?
That's what I
sense?
Said. That's what, yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, good job. So you were alive. Barely, right? I can't
Were you a world traveler?
You're 19?
Back then?
Yeah.
Okay,
95.
So you were an infant. You were born in 95? And in 2001, I was in grade 9. Yeah, you might have barely been born. I don't know. I'm not...
Barely been born, so your feet were out.
Yeah, you were crowning. But, and your mom was like, put the whole Saints song on! Put it on! She needs to hear it!
She's already wearing boots! She's such a world traveler!
What was that song, though? What was their song?
Don't go no, chasing phony calls. That's
that
Weird Al.
Parody of it. All Saints song.
No Scrubs.
And, oh, I remember what it was.
Did they do No Scrubs?
No Scrubs.
Destiny's Child.
No Scrubs from CLC.
Oh.
No, their song All Saints was I never ever had it so bad.
So bad. Yeah. Nailed it.
Yeah, anyway, that was their song. It was called Never Ever.
Never Ever.
I wonder if any of the people from All Saints became notable.
Probably not.
I doubt it. It seems like most of those bands produced someone. Like Destiny's Child gave us, you know, Beyonce. Or as I like to call her, the new Oprah. Or Nopra. DLC gave us Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Didn't she die?
That's why she's a note.
Oh, jeez.
She got decapitated.
What?
In a car accident.
Oh,
it wasn't
no,
like in like a guillotine or something.
She was in
like,
a
like she ran afoul
fight.
Of the French king. And said, off with her head! No, but a woman has died. We should probably be... somebody from All Saints died too.
Wow, there's so much death in the music industry. Don't become a musician.
Simone Rainford died from kidney cancer after her 38th birthday. Aw.
What a jackass.
Blatt sent her condolences on Twitter.
Today I had to... What?
Apparently in November 13, they also got back together to support the Backstreet Boys. Backstreet Boys.
The Backstreet Boys!
It's the little-known Newfoundland version of the Backstreet Boys. The Backstreet Boys.
Catching some halibut, are ya?
I am down to the dock there, bye.
Come on down to this Backstreet!
Oh, I want it that way.
Oh.
That was Backstreet Boys, right? Or was that...
I want it. Halibut.
I want...
What's another Eastern thing? Apart from halibut. Gotta mind this.
Cigarettes and rampant alcoholism. Okay, so Melanie Blatt, Shaznae Lewis.
Oh, her last name is Blatt?
Yep.
That's a Paul Blatt.
So in 96, they formed the All Saints. So, you were born. I mean, they formed the band in 93 and 95, but they weren't called All Saints until 96.
I think it's great that this podcast will now be... Just follow the timeline of your birth.
Yeah.
Was this BH or
yeah,
AH?
Exactly. So it was Melanie Blatt, Shaznae Lewis, and Nicole and Natalie Appleton. I wonder if they were related.
Did she create the apple?
No, that was...
God?
I was thinking of the computer.
Oh, my goodness. At work, I introduced some of my coworkers to Hanson.
Oh, shit. Their debut album came out in 1997, though.
What?
I remember this album cover. I remember it mostly because when I was a prepubescent or pubescent teenage boy, there's like a lot of cleavage in the front cover of one of the girls. And like, sad to say, 10-year-old Joey took note. This was the year before Pokemon came out.
Oh.
Yeah, it's weird that I remember this album cover because it's probably one of the first times that like an attractive pop star caught my eye.
Oh.
You know, I had a Britney Spears poster when I was a kid.
I remember,
own fact about me, respect, right?
I had a...
It was also, for the record though, it was like wholesome, sweet, bubblegum Britney Spears, not trashy later Britney Spears. It was still when she was trying to be kind of like infantilized by adult men, which is...
It
wasn't the schoolgirl little one.
Oops,
like, it was...
It
was like the pink, like, belly shirt and like jeans, I think, or jean shorts. I
was trying to... Was she surrounded by glitter?
No. It was very rustic.
She was rusty?
No, she was like outside. Like
she was outside? That's how she, and
well,
she was
rusty.
Outside in the rain?
There's
she got all rusty?
The first thing that came up, right there. Come on, load. See, this is like probably the most wholesome Britney Spears picture.
It is. She just looks like a farmer.
Yeah, that was the one. I had that on my
just
door.
Just hanging out, being a farmer. I was really obsessed with the
Backstreet
Boys when I was...
I remember.
Young. And I thought that the guy with the goatee, I was like, I want a goatee.
Wasn't that Howie or AJ?
AJ.
Was
AJ,
it AJ
was the one with the tattoos and stuff.
Yeah, he was the badass.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was cool. He's like, the only person as badass as him is like Travis Barker or like Charles Manson.
He got married.
Charles Manson?
Yeah, it's actually legal for Charles Manson to marry people, but gay folks, sorry, you're ruining the sanctity of marriage. Doesn't that just, like, annoy the fuck out of you? You're like, the guy has a swastika carved into his forehead. And who is marrying this man? I would like to speak to your mother, young lady.
She was really young.
Was she really young?
I thought she was, like, 20 or something.
She's gotta be. No offense to young people.
No.
But, like, no way. Like, the idea that he was a mass murderer cult leader has to be, like, an abstract concept to this person.
There
I'm
was
gonna
a,
look it up.
There was a band... I can't remember the name of the band.
It was called The Band.
The Band. Oh. They were a hardcore band around in the 90s, and I think they're still around. It's just, like, one dude, but he befriended Charles Manson and, like, wrote an album with him, and...
She's 26.
Charles Manson?
No.
His wife?
Afton Elaine Burton, who is the woman who's married.
Afton. Her name is Afton? That's
what?
Good.
No, Afton Elaine.
Afton?
Afton.
Afghan?
Yep, Afghan, Rob.
She's
that's what it is.
Blanket?
She's a blanket. So, let's see. She discovered him.
Like, she discovered
no,
him?
Apparently, like, she discovered who he was,
like
on
a
the
mystic Pokemon.
When she was, like, 16 and living with her parents in Illinois.
Wow.
I'm looking at... I'm not actually on the article yet, but... she was 16 and living with her parents in Illinois when she discovered Charles Manson. Now, 9 years later, her name is Star. She's 25 years old, and she considers herself Charlie Manson's wife, even though it isn't official yet. This was written before it was official. This was back in August. Oh, no, this was November. Why does it say August?
I love the news page that you're looking at.
Because it was updated.
It's called CNN Justice.
Star says she was first attracted to Manson after reading about ATWA, Manson's environmental philosophy that stands for air, trees, water, and animals. But fuck people! she talks to Manson almost every day by phone and visits him on the weekends. At 19, she moved to the
like
small city in California that holds the prison where he has lived. That's so weird.
Hey.
She says she knows people think she's crazy. Well, you'd have to. I don't care what those kind of people think. Decent people. It doesn't make any difference. The man that I know is not what they have in the movies or in documentaries. Documentaries. And
hello,
the books.
I'm documentary.
He's nothing like that. He doesn't tell people what to do. He's not manipulative at all.
What?
Look. This will be the only time you'll ever hear me say this, but I'm with Roman Polanski on this one. He can't be trusted. Neither can Roman Polanski. They're both were guilty of crimes. Charles Manson murdered people. Roman Polanski had inappropriate sexual relations with a minor. Now he lives in Switzerland because he'll get arrested if he comes to the States. That's a true story. Anyway, he's nice to everyone. I've never seen him try to be manipulative. I've never seen any of that. Yeah, but even if you haven't seen it, like, read a fucking book.
Yeah, it's all been documentaried.
But speaking of cults, I was in a club in grade 6 called
the Spice Girls?
Boys.
Oh.
We were a Spice Girls fan club.
Good.
And we had a website.
Right on.
That was one of the first websites I ever built. It was for my Spice Girls fan club, the Spice Boys.
We went to computer camp one year, and I built a Star Wars fan site.
Yeah, I built a...
It just had a page that had pictures of the characters
on
it.
It was like HTML.
Yeah, it took me a week to have a page that had... Han Solo beside Skywalker, and it was such an achievement, and our mother paid hundreds of dollars.
Do you remember the Spice World movie?
Yeah.
Meatloaf's in that movie.
You know who else is in that movie?
Alan Cumming.
The guy from The Wire.
Is Alan Cumming in that movie? No, Alan Cumming's in Josie the Pussycats.
Oh.
Which guy from The Wire?
Alan Cumming, I think, might be in Spice Girls. The McNutty.
Dominic West is in
Dominic
Spice
West?
World?
Yeah, he's the photographer.
Okay.
Duh.
I may have been in a club called the Spice Boys, but I'm pretty sure that album came out in like 97.
Is that why you got kicked out of the Spice Boys? Because
no,
you
I'm saying that I saw that movie like getting close to 20 years ago. So I really don't remember what. Yeah, it came out in 1998 in the United States and Canada. So
and
it's
I guess,
been 16 years since I saw that because I didn't. I think I've only seen it. once in theaters and maybe once or twice on VHS when we were kids.
That's
but I
a
don't
lot
remember
of times.
The plot. All I remember is that Roger Moore was in it, and Alan Cumming was in it. You were right.
Yeah. Oh. That's weird to think that like 6 hours of your life have been dedicated to watching Spice Girls movie.
Elvis costs
a lot of time.
Stephen Fry, Hugh Laurie, Jennifer Saunders. I remember Paul Hoskins was in it.
Mario from
Bob
Super
Gelba,
Mario Brothers.
Elton John, Elvis Costello. Man, Dominic West. Yeah, it's weird that you remember that.
I only know that because
who's Jules Holland? What do I know that name?
Jules
Holland,
the musician.
He was founder of the band. Yeah, he was a musician, but I don't. He's such a dickhead. Apparently, he was in the band Squeeze.
Oh, best.
And he has worked with Sting, Eric Clapton, Mark Knopfler, George Harrison, David Gilmour, Magazine, and Bono.
Magazine.
Take it away, Magazine. My name is Judge.
Oh,
no,
great.
It's not Magazine.
This is my favorite page. It's the one that smells really, really lovely. Like the cologne page.
No, I know what you mean. I didn't think it was...
Your rubbier.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, good job, bud. That's what we think about boy bands and pop bands from my childhood and Hyde's infancy.
But, I mean, these girls at my work who had never heard of Hanson...
Wait, you can't
them...
act like you're in the middle of a story that you didn't start. Like, what?
He did. No, he mentioned
it. Oh, did he? Really?
Yeah. That was talking about Hanson.
Well, always assume that I'm not listening to you.
I do.
Okay, please continue. Start again. For me.
Today?
For the benefit of those at home, you guys play yours for a second while Rob catches me up.
Okay, today at job. I go job.
Oh, well, you texted me about this earlier, didn't you? You don't need to give me the beginning yet. I remember it now.
Point is, I was talking to them about the Hanson's beer. They have a beer now.
The Hanson Brothers have a beer.
Yeah. Can you guess what it's called?
Hops.
Yep. That's exactly what it's called.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
That's brilliant.
That's what I quizzed them all. I was like, okay, now that you've heard Hop, what do you think their beer is called?
Did they get it?
Ale? I was like, no.
Ale?
They were just like, I don't know. Basically, they were just humoring me. They were basically saying, fuck off. We're trying to work. You're just really annoying us. And I said, it's named after one of the ingredients in a beer. Apparently, it's really good. I wonder if they actually just have a... What song are you singing?
I smell sex and
candy hair. Who's that lounging in my chair?
And who's
that casting devious stares in my direction?
Mama, this surely
is a dream.
Yeah.
Dig it.
I like how we're singing a slower version of the polka version, but not as like as slow as the original. The Marcy Playground version. Have you ever heard that song? Marcy Playground, Sex and Candy. It was on
Marcy
like,
Playground. That's so 90s. Is that AH or BH?
That's so Raven. What? What?
That's AH the timeline of the podcast.
Oh no, this would be AH.
This would be AH?
This song I remember, it was on like Now 3 or something.
Downtown by myself, and I had so much.
Think about myself, and
I know
that
this.
She
was. The
he was very much a one hit wonder.
Oh god, that song's
but
boring.
But the song, it came out and it was on like Now 3 or Now 4, one of those. Which I saw on this really, I feel like Now like 29. And
they still make
like,
Nows!
Fuck! I saw that and I was like, oh, I remember when
they also make
came Vans. Out, and it was like my biggest, like the first album I memorized every song on was probably Now 3. That wasn't a Weird Al album.
What about Frosh?
Oh, I loved the first three Froshes.
I remember collecting Frosh records and
the unofficial
I loved
soundtrack of Higher
Big
Learning.
Shiny Tunes.
Of course, that's a Canadian staple.
One of the Big Shiny Tunes that I had, the song that I would always skip is at the time
is
probably
your favorite song.
It's probably the only song now that I would actually listen to, and it was Karma Police by the Radioheads. Radio and the Heads.
A lot of people my age in particular seem to remember Big Shiny Tunes 2 fondest of all the Big Shiny Tunes.
What was on
but,
Big Shiny Tunes 2?
Well, I'll get to that, but I remember Big Shiny Tunes 3 and 4 were my favorites, because I think 3 had 1 week by the Barenaked Ladies.
Yeah, it's been.
Okay, so Big Shiny Tunes 2, this one was huge. This had Breathe by the Prodigy.
Oh.
Song 2 by Blur, that's still a good song.
We're singing Nirvana.
Wait, no, Sanji was ding 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 ding.
Woohoo! And that's the gorillas now.
Yeah, well, the guy from that band became one of the guys from the gorillas. Third Eye Blind's Semi Charmed Kind of Life. Baby, I want something else. I like
a back in a pulling a sign.
I don't know the words of the song.
Such lives for me, ovation. Need motivation,
it's about black tar heroin, I think, or something.
Not sure.
No, it's. I think it is. I think it's about meth.
Then there was Smash Mouth's "Walking on the Sun." Bam, 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 bam. This was before Smash Mouth was the guys from the Shrek soundtrack.
Yeah,
because they have a song on their first album. Their first album, I maintain, is a decent rock album. Because it has a song called
Fuck Let's Rock.
This is such this like song that goes Fuck Let's Rock, Let's Rock. And it's this like stupid punk rock thing. And they have a song with the Godfather called
I'll Take Any Flick with Al Pacino. I'm a man of respect and a part of the dressed as Padrino.
Padrino!
Yeah, that album is actually really good.
Yeah. And then there was Fly by Sugar Ray.
Oh, I hate Sugar Ray.
Sugar Ray used to be a punk rock band.
I know.
I used to sing this song every time I had a little language arts class. In school, because I'm not funny, but I always sing this song where, like, if you go to LA and I'd be like, LA. This song is called Drinking in LA by Grand Band 3000.
And your teacher would think you were having a stroke at the beginning of every class.
Nobody ever got what I was referencing. And it wasn't like now where that's a pretty dated reference. At the time, it was 1997. That song was everywhere.
1997, otherwise known as AH.
I also never understood. Yes, exactly. I always never understood. I always never understood. I never understood. Oh shit, I forgot what I was saying. Oh yeah, why? Well, once you get to high school, they call it English. But like, from elementary to junior high, they call it language arts.
Yeah.
LA. LLA. LA. Also, when Nicole and I went to LA for our honeymoon, and Nicole's having a drink, I was like, Nicole, you're drinking in LA. And she's like, yeah? I'm like, no, you don't understand. It's Brand Van. Also, what a great name.
Brand Van.
Brand Van 3000.
That's Brand Van sounds like a food delivery truck that would come and for give
old,
you
it's
fiber.
Like, it's like the only street art. It's only like street food vendor for old people.
Yeah, the Brand Van.
Welcome. Then there was Marilyn Manson's The Beautiful People, which was also at one point the theme song to Friday Night SmackDown.
What do we think about Marilyn Manson?
We don't. I don't think about Marilyn Manson.
You don't think about him at least once a day?
No.
I don't think he's very good.
No, he's not.
I mean,
I don't even remember this song. The song was called Numb by Holly McNarland.
What the fuck is that, Joey?
I don't know. Fine. I've never heard it, but it came up pretty easily when I typed it.
I was obsessed with Big Shiny Tunes 5 because it had Dracula on it.
No, Dracula's on 3. 3 or 4.
Well, then I like this 3 is or 4. Oh, this is my favorite song.
I already don't recognize it.
I think I recognize it. Oh, the music video is so 90s. All the 90s music videos have this, like, golden hue on them, and everyone's wearing really funny high-waisted pants.
This was probably when, like, Alanis was really big.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like I have never heard this song in my life.
I've never heard...
I had this CD!
Wait till the chorus. The chorus... Yeah.
I must have skipped it every time.
Her name is Holly McNarland. Yep. What a cool last name. Yeah, this is.
She's even singing like Alanis Morissette.
They just did a shot in the music video of like a hand up again, with the exact same filter as the front cover of Jagged Little Pill. And it was even like.
I don't know what that album cover looks like. I remember your girlfriend in high school loved that album.
Yeah, that album, and she thought Avril Lavigne was the most talented songwriter of our generation. And,
who doesn't write all of her own music, so
yeah,
what was that theory?
Yeah,
but you know what, dude? She'd probably be really embarrassed.
I'm not making fun of her.
No, I'm just saying, like, we always say things like that. Like, in high school, we all think something horrible is great.
Oh, yeah.
I still think most horrible things are great.
But I'm...
I don't know this
I'm mostly just reminiscing. I wasn't even, like, making
fun
of
it. The way you said it, like, she thought that Avril Lavigne was the greatest
songwriter
in the world.
She thought that.
The way you said it.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I don't know that song. I also don't know...
There was something that we disagreed on...
Anal.
As a concept? And just like, yeah, that doesn't does it?
I don't believe it exists.
The band that I still to this day loathe.
Oh, I know what you're going to say. It's Oasis, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking
the only good thing about
Oasis
is like the chorus to Wonderwall is Get Stuck in My Head, and I like the name What's the Story Morning Glory, but I don't like any other songs.
Yeah, my one.
Maybe.
Those lyrics are some of the dumbest lyrics in the entire world.
I just know
Today's gonna be the day that we're gonna...
Yeah, the fart noise was a bit much. I know. Okay, Bush Swallowed. You know that song?
I don't like Bush. That band's really boring. Like the beer.
Resisting temptation to make 70s porn joke.
Okay. Very, very nice.
And then now I want to think about Revenge of the Nerds again.
Oh, God.
Booger wants to see Bush.
The most criminal movie of all time.
But do you know this song, Bush Swallowed?
No. I only know the Sounds of Winter. You ever heard the Sounds of Winter by Bush?
No, didn't Bush also have that song about a machine head?
Breathe in.
I just remember that song because people would always say Bush, and I was like, is it like Rush? Before I knew what Rush was. I've never heard this song either. Thanks, by the way, Nirvana, for fucking up popular music for a long time.
Nirvana ruined so much of the world. By playing a style of music and then everyone went, we can do it, and no one really could.
Alright, so after that was Push by Matchbox 20. I remember other
Robbie Thomas.
What was Push sound? I've heard other Matchbox 20 songs.
They all kind of sound the same.
Didn't they have that song about one headlight?
No, that's Bob Dylan's son. The Wallflowers.
Oh, the Wallflowers, right. Jacob Dylan.
One headlight.
Okay, how about Precious Declaration by Collective Soul?
I only know Shine by
Collective Soul. Yeah, me
too. That's it.
Which was from 1985. I only know that because Fish plays it at their 1995.
Yeah, that's H.
That was H. Yeah. That Fish plays it as a joke at their New Year's concert in 1995.
I had to teach a Collective Soul song earlier this week.
Part was,
what's really great, next time you listen to that song, you have to picture what it was like in the recording studio, where it was a man holding headphones over his head, his eyes closed, you couldn't hear anything, and just, give me another that was a
alright, let's have that one again, please. It was good, but a little bit more energy.
Yeah.
I actually like that song. The Tea Party Temptation. I saw the Tea Party live. The Tea Party, I saw them live once. They opened for Def Leppard.
What?
I know, right? They were really good. I was very impressed.
The Tea Party?
Yeah.
Oh.
The Chemical Brothers. Black Rock and Beats. Because I think he says, back here with a little bit of those, but like it sounds like he just goes, it's like, Black Rock and Beats. Have you never heard that song?
No.
Yes, you have.
Oh, I'm sure I have.
Everyone has heard Black Rock and Beats.
Did they do the song from The Matrix?
No,
The Propeller.
Who also did a song from the second Austin Powers movie that I liked. Rock and Beats. Seriously, you're gonna love it.
Oh, you're saying Block Rock.
Yeah, Block Rock.
I had no idea that's what you were saying.
That's the name of the song.
I thought you were saying Black Rock, from
Black Rock.
Is Black Rock a place in Lost? The Black Rock.
Black Rock is a movie that the girl from The League directed that also stars Lake Bell. It's quite good.
Oh, I know the song. Look, there's a grenade on. Okay.
See?
Oh,
blast. Again. Listen.
What?
I think it is back here with another one of those Block Rock and Beats, but it just sounds like Block Rock and Beats. It's the Bill Cosby Block Rock and Beats. Back here, little bit. Wide Mouth Mason, my old self. Who's Wide Mouth Mason?
I remember Wide Mouth Mason.
I remember Wide Mouth Mason always annoying me because I'd be looking for Widespread Panic CDs and that always get to like, goddamn Wide Mouth Mason. Why do they have them? I've never even heard of them. Radiohead Paranoid Android.
That's such a good song.
The Age of Electric. With my remote control. Or is that Matthew Good? The song was called Remote Control, but there might be two songs about remote control.
I don't think that's Matthew Good.
So maybe then it was Age of Electric.
Matthew Good got fat.
Did he? My favorite thing about Matthew Good, you know who Matthew Good is? Matt Good? Okay, good. When we used to go, when we were
younger.
I actually kind of like Matthew Good. But whenever we'd go see him at the Coke stage at the Stampede, he would always have someone put like a big black banner over the Coke logo.
A Black Rock and Beats.
A big Black Rock and banner. Because he was I'm the corporate. I'm like, you're playing on the, just because you covered the logo.
Yeah.
It's still called the Coke stage, you idiot. I mean, I appreciate that you're trying to take a stand, but shut the fuck up. And then last one was Stone Temple Pilots, Lady Picture Show.
That's another band I hate.
I don't hate them. I just am completely indifferent to them.
The Stone...
But... Here we go.
Guy from Stone Temple.
Back with another one of them block rock and beats. Big Shiny Dunes 3 was my jam. This was the one that was all about me. That I was all about, rather. And this is 1998.
Oh, yeah, this
is
the other one.
AH. This was the Smashing Pumpkins, Ava Adore, one of the only Smashing Pumpkins songs that I know.
That's the only song off the record, Adore, that's even remotely listenable.
I don't really like that band.
I love two of their records.
I like the song from Batman Forever.
The one that's
that they also
like
used in the Watchmen trailer.
Seal?
No, that's
Kiss from a Rose. Ooh, we gotta go with Larry Hardy.
Come have photogenic babies. That's the guy in Larry Hardy.
There's another really good song in Batman Forever, actually, by the Flaming Lips.
Is that right?
Yeah,
that's a weird soundtrack because there's also a U2 song in that one.
What's the Flaming Lips song? It's like
I love that song. That's the Flaming Lips. That's the best song in that movie.
No one knows.
It's the song that's playing when Jim Carrey gets back to his lair after being fired. You were supposed to understand
what was happening.
It's like, why is Ace Ventura in this movie? I like Ace Ventura, but why is he the Riddler? That's a bad movie.
Okay, so.
This whole podcast is just, and now I was going through music. But okay. Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me by U2, which was then parodied as Cavity Search by Weird Al. One Time Too Many by PJ Harvey. Where Are You Now by Brandy, who also taught us Almost Doesn't Count. She had a song called Almost Doesn't Count, and this is a thing that I've been referencing, similar to my Brand Van joke, or that I've been referencing whenever someone says almost. I go, well, if Brandy has taught us anything, it's that almost doesn't count. And they look at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, no, you are the one who is crazy! Kiss from a Rose by Seal. The Hunter Gets Captured by the Game by Massive Attack and Tracy Thorn.
I saw
Brackets, Smokey Robinson cover. I love that it's a Smokey Robinson cover. Why did you say Massive Attack?
Because they played at Sasquatch and they played after
they had like a
Ween. They played after Pavement.
They had a resurgence in popularity after they did the soundtrack, or they did the theme song to House.
Yeah. I don't really like them.
Nobody Lives Without You by Eddie Reader, not to be confused with Eddie Vedder.
Or
The Reader, starring Dame Judi Dench, I think.
I don't know. Or one of those, like, e-readers.
Yeah, not exactly. He is an e-reader, but not the kind you're thinking of. Tell Me Now by Mazzy Star. Smash It Up by The Offspring, which is a cover
That's
of The Damned.
That's such a good song.
It's a cover of The Damned.
I know, The Damned version is
really There Is a Light by Nick Cave. Riddler by Method Man.
There's a Nick Cave song in that movie?
Apparently.
Sweet.
The Passenger by Michael Hutchins, which is a cover of Iggy Pop. Crossing the River by the Devlins, 8 by Sunny Day Real Estate, and Bad Days by the Flaming Lips.
Bad Days is their best song. Sunny Day Real Estate?
Apparently, yeah.
Sunny Day Real Estate is kind of good.
But back to Big Shiny Tunes 3, guys.
All right.
The second song was Fastball, The Way.
It's about like...
They took the car and they started coughing.
I think you're singing an old Irish folk tune.
Before the sun came up that day... An exit to eternal
Eggs are too eternal?
Snacking.
Eggs are too eternal summer snacking.
But going without ever showing the way? Everyone can see the road that
That's
they
a good
walk
song.
I actually do like that song.
Wow.
Okay.
You just singing the melody made me go, wow, that's
my,
a good song.
My least favorite song by this band that I like, but it's still not a bad song, but they have way better songs. My Hero by the Foo Fighters. I remember thinking I didn't like the Foo Fighters for a long time because this was one of their songs that I knew, and I was like, yeah, it's okay. And then I heard like Monkey Wrench and a bunch of other songs, and I'm like, all these years I missed out. I didn't know I liked the Foo Fighters until I got the first Guitar Hero for PS2.
Foo Fighters are really good.
Yeah, they are.
And you know who plays guitar for the Foo Fighters that isn't Dave Grohl?
Oh, I don't know.
Chris Shiflett.
I don't know who
from
is.
No Use for a Name.
Really?
Yeah. He quit No Use for a Name. Why am I being mean?
Well, he made a good choice because that band is terrible in the Foo Fighters.
No Use for a Name is terrible? They're one of my favorite bands.
Well, you have bad taste.
Yeah. Chris Shiflett left No Use for a Name. For Me First and the Gimme Gimmes and the Foo Fighters.
I like Me First and the Gimme
He traded up, definitely money-wise, but...
And quality.
I love No Use for a Name.
I'm glad you like them, but I like both of those bands you mentioned, but I would never listen to No Use for a Name by myself. Only thing I remember about them is the beginning of one of their albums has a line from a movie from
Louis Gold. The one that's from
Glenn Gary Glenn Ross. Fuck you. That's my name. It's Alec Baldwin. Then there was Matthew Goodband's Apparitions. I always loved on compilation albums they would have like the edit because the actual song was probably 5.5 minutes. I'm like, that's too long. We gotta have the radio edit in here. Radio. I also remember when they used to have back in the early days before people swore a lot in pop music.
BH.
Yes, BH. When they would have a song with a dirty word in it. Now they would just drop the thing out, or they would release a second version with alternate lyrics. Back then, they would actually have the voice go, radio edit, and like speak over the curse word. So it's just like, you're a bunch of radio edit, ink shit, radio edit pants. It was amazing.
Ink shit.
Do you remember when that like Evanescence song came out, and they like deemed the rap part not appropriate, so they just like completely took it out? And it's just like instrumental.
I vaguely remember Evanescence. I do know
it was the one from the Daredevil movie. Wake Me Up Inside or whatever.
Oh god.
Wake me up inside. Something from the nothing ever me curve. That's the song, right?
Thank Evanescence you. Is good.
Yeah, man. I actually. Let me finish. I had friends in high school who liked them. I never really liked them.
It's like this weird, vague, mall goth sort of
basically
music.
It was...
Like,
but here's the thing that was cool about Evanescence, is it was like Training Wheels metal. So, like, it got, like, young girls into metal because they didn't, like... Girl school, who could they possibly have to look up to? So, I like that they existed, and I bet you a bunch of people who grew up on Evanescence ended up getting into better metal, but that's cool.
Weren't they, like, a Christian band to start off with?
That's entirely possible. Probably. That would explain why our friend liked them so much, the one I was thinking of. You have solved a mystery that has haunted me. I haven't thought of it at all in years, but now it makes sense. A mystery I didn't even know I was wondering about. The next song is a song that I performed a ska cover of in a band. We picked two popular songs of the day and turned them into ska songs, and this was Closing Time by Semisonic, which works so well as a ska song because it's already the way the guitar line is. It's just like slowed down ska.
That's Green Day.
It's the same thing though. Like it's almost the same riff at the big from When I Come Around. Followed by by the Bearded Ladies. For years, I would call the Bearded Ladies my favorite band in the world. Yeah, they're still in my top five. But for years,
top five.
They were my, I love the Bearded Ladies.
Top five.
I wanted to get that T-shirt that said "I heart the ladies," but then I was like, I work at the gun club. Old guys would be like, "I like the ladies too."
The gun club.
I was like, yeah, I'd be like born on a pirate ship.
Oh god.
You like maroon? I remember I got maroon for Christmas.
I love Gordon,
so
man.
Happy. Oh, Gordon, classic album, Gordon. I remember I
this is me and Great Nun, baby. This is me and Great Nun. Who writes a song about graduating
the fucking Renegade Ladies? That's who. I've seen the Renegade Ladies live in concert more than any other band. I've seen them five times.
Five times. I've seen Bad Religion.
I've seen Bad
I think
Religion four times.
Six or seven times.
I don't even like Bad Religion that much, and I've seen them four times. I married a punk rocker, so I've seen a lot of fucking punk bands that I don't even like.
One time, Joey. His wife and I
my wife.
All went to go see the Bouncing Souls.
Yeah,
and Hot Water Music opened up for the Bouncing Souls. At the end of the Hot Water Music set, we couldn't find Joey. We were in the Mac Hall Ballroom, so we're wandering around looking for Joey, and then we look over to the corner where it's darkest, and he is literally curled up in a ball up against the wall with his thumbs in his ears and his hands over his eyes.
Fast asleep.
On his knees, like this. And
that
just
so
we startled him awake. Whoa, are they done? It's like, wow.
I just don't like that music.
You clearly really love Hot Water Music.
I love my wife, so I was like, yeah, I'll go see your shitty band.
Oh, man.
I've seen so many punk rock bands. And I, you know, originally, there's a few that I kind of liked. I also don't like live music in general. I prefer to just listen to the albums or the live albums even. I just don't like going to shows because... And now that I'm an adult, I feel that no one can get mad at me for saying that, but I don't enjoy the experience of going to live music. But yeah,
I went to a live music
concert
last night.
The first punk show I ever went to was a Motherfucker show at the Mall before they closed.
The Motherfuckers are so good.
I actually have some of their albums. I actually like them.
They just played this weekend, I think, at like
local Calgary band. local Calgary punk rockers.
The guy, I remember thinking the guy from the Motherfuckers was super cool because he worked at Sloth and he always had like Liberty spikes and he would just wear no shirt but just a denim vest and just look so shitty. But you'd come in, hey man, how's it going? Great. Let me know if you need any help. I'm like, you're really friendly.
Which of these albums have you not touched? Because you're a little thick. I'm just going to continue this theme because I'm enjoying this. The next song, a classic. Beastie Boys, 3 MCs, and 1 DJ.
We be getting down with no delay. A mix master mic. What you got to say? Say.
Oh, well, two. All the time.
Sweet and sour like a tangerine. Crisp like a box of crispy cream.
I don't know the rest of the words of that song, but it's great. Mix master mic with the scratch routine.
Beastie Boys. Are one of the greatest bands.
The Beastie Boys were the band that made me stop being a little fucking asshole and be like, I hate rap. And I'm like, no, I actually really like rap.
Yeah,
I listen to it a lot of
hip-hop. I have so much Beastie Boys on my phone. I fucking love the Beastie Boys.
I have them on speed dial.
Really?
Me and,
maybe we should call them.
Well, we only call two of them. R.I.P. MCA.
That's a lot of letters.
That's one of the few musicians who died that like actually like upset me. Like, beyond like, oh, that's too bad for his family and I like that person. But like, I was like, there's been like, two that I can think of in recent years that, because my favorite musicians are all dead, and I know like Zappa and Jerry are dead, so it's not. And by the time I knew who they were already dead.
Yeah,
they were dead. BH.
As yeah, it happens. I know.
but yeah, MCA and Lou Reed, both of them. I was just like, I am like depressed right now.
I was really depressed for the death of a musician when, back to No Use for a Name, Tony Sly, the lead singer and songwriter of No Use for a Name. 2 years ago, died in his sleep. He wasn't even sick. He was on back pain medication, and apparently it was an accidental overdose, and he left behind his two daughters and his wife, and he died. He was 41. One of the best songwriters ever.
Well, I mean, I'm so sorry he's gone, and I'm sorry you're sad, but I can't comment on how good a songwriting is.
He's so. I'm having one of their songs at my wedding.
That's great.
I had enough.
We had two.
My life is incomplete. My name.
Oh, this is really bad.
That's such a good
song. I had two specific. Fucking shut up. It's only good if we can both sing along.
It's so much red.
All right.
There were two songs that were played at my wedding. One when I walked down the aisle with you guys, and it was the Doctor Who theme, which is pretty cool. It was like we had the guitar. Brendan played the guitar, and then Matthew McGuigan played the flute for the quality. It was amazing. And then we had Something by the Beatles, which is like. Our song. Not. I don't mean this like, oh, it was Something by the Beatles. No, it was Something. George Harrison. That's the one, yeah. And I think also we may have had another one that wasn't a request that they just threw in because we needed more time to sign the fucking certificate. Man. A lot of paperwork when you get married.
I had to play at a wedding a month ago.
Did you have to do paperwork?
And that's all I did. I played with the paperwork. And I turned it into airplanes and I threw it at the audience and we had a great time. I played the Star Wars, not the theme, the one at the very end of the first movie. When they get the awards.
Also before that, then.
And Chewbacca doesn't get an award for some reason. They just totally not give him an award. Yeah. So I played that when the groomsmen and the groom walked up. And then I played the Violent Femmes. No, not the song about jerking off that way. No, no. That song's about jerking off.
Yeah,
it's and I'm walking on stuff. I played the song that goes
Add it up.
No. Good Moments or something.
Why can't I get just one screw? Why can't I get just one something? Why don't you get some sleep out there? Rock Lobster.
I also played If I Lay Here, that song. I did a classical version of Snow Patrol.
If I just lay here, will you lie with me?
It was really popular.
Chasing Cars.
Speaking of Snow, though, remember that song by Snow?
Like the
Criminal, the one that has bubbles from the Trailer Park Boys in the video.
What was the main one that not Bombastic? No, there was one.
Mr. Bombastic was Shaggy.
That Snow had, and it was.
They called me Mr. Bombastic.
Oh my god, it was so funny, and it's one of the best music videos ever. You have to find it. It's going to drive me
crazy. I know that his one big song I thought was the one with bubbles.
It might be that one, but...
Informer.
Oh yeah,
it's Informer.
Informer.
This was like one of the earliest examples of like a Canadian pseudo hip hop. He's almost like the Canadian Vanilla Ice in a way, don't you think?
Except like he's got, he adopts like a
Oh my god, he looks like such a goober in the video.
He looks like a Dwayne.
He has like a polo shirt on and big round glasses. He's wearing.
Oh my god, he looks like Woody Allen.
But no, he had another song with, it was called Criminal, I thought. Or maybe it was called Legal, I don't know. All I know, Legal, now I'm just finding videos of angry man stuck in snow.
That was a good song.
Okay, but no, what I was trying to say was...
Informer.
Yeah. I played this song over and
I was
over
obsessed
and
with this song
again.
With you, and now I have grown up and I loathe everything this man touches.
And now?
He is the worst.
I don't listen to metal very often, and I hesitate to call this metal, but like my favorite metal album is Hellbilly Deluxe Part 2. Rob Zombie's Hellbilly Deluxe 2. I love Rob Zombie.
I fucking hate
Nicole
him.
And I were going to go to Phoenix this year just to go see his haunted houses.
Oh my god.
I love Rob Zombie. I love his films.
I feel like if Helena Bonham Carter made music, she would be Rob Zombie.
No, she would be Evanescence. But no, Rob Zombie, Dragula, the Hot Rod Herman remix.
In my Dragula, burn through the ditches and burn through the witches and slam in the back of my Dragula. He sucks.
No. Okay, seriously. Remember the day I came into your office and I was like, Rob, this is the first song on my favorite Rob Zombie album. And like the first lyric goes, "All hail Jesus Frankenstein!" And I'm like, yay!
Yeah, you did make me listen to that.
Or, chew it up! Spit it out! Sick bubble gum!
What?
Or, Mars needs women! Angry red women!
What the fuck?
And, werewolf baby long
teeth! Werewolf baby long teeth?
Also, werewolf women of the ass!
Oh god.
Bound. How, baby, how?
The Devil's Rejects. I know that you and Nicole adore that movie, but that movie I only got to the end because I wanted so desperately for every character to be dead.
Well, they do that.
And then my wish grant came true.
Yeah, they also die in the best example of Freebird movie ever. Like a slow motion gunfight with Freebird. It's awesome.
I can't think of anything worse than a Rob Zombie movie complemented by Lynyrd Skynyrd. Those are two of the worst
things. I can't
believe
you don't like Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh, God.
What the fuck? Like, okay, I don't like Lynyrd Skynyrd t-shirts that have the Confederate flag on them, but I love Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Neil Young's a dick! Southern music!
They were friends.
I know.
Okay, here's the thing. I agree that Sweet Home Alabama is kind of a cheese dick song. Made that much more cheese dick by the fact that Kid Rock did a version of it, which is about listening to it.
Oh my god, I can't believe that he got away with that.
Listening to a
That's
song.
Preposterous.
Me
like,
and my friends sitting around listen to this song all day long. Sweet Home Kid Rock Bama.
I can't believe he actually got away with that.
But you know what, though? When I was in junior high, I loved that. Not the Kid Rock version. That song. I loved learning to play it on the guitar. It's a great riff.
That's
it's
a
just
good
been
riff.
Playing
I still
much.
Teach that song. I hate
it's
it.
It's kind of like You Shook
really
Me All Night
learn.
Long, where I kind of like AC/DC, but if I ever hear You Shook Me All Night Long again, and I will fucking
you,
someone.
You, we are working downtown for Mr. Dixon and Lana. She was wearing a
I like that they went through, like, when Bon Scott died, they
know,
had
they
an open
like,
casting
oh
call.
Oh my god, Bon like, Scott. It sounds like he's whiskey yeah. Soaked. And they're like, let's get the guy who sounds like a Muppet.
Yeah.
A shrieking
sounds
Muppet.
Sounds like a drowning gull. if a Wingle could talk.
A
that's
what?
What a fucking Wingle would
What's
sound
a Wingle?
Like. It's a seagull Pokemon.
Oh,
they are fuck you, Wingle.
Come be a master, Pokemon master, a Wingle.
Oh my god!
You
I
guys remember that song? To be a master?
Yeah, I remember getting.
I had that CD.
A cassette.
Yeah, well,
of Pokemon music.
They
this
had
one.
A,
yeah.
There was an album called Pokemon
to be a master.
Music from the hit TV series, which is also where I got that song. I'm on the road to Parian City.
That's a good song. 10 brand new songs!
Yeah! Hip hop Pokemon style, y'all!
Did you ever memorize the Pokemon rap?
Pikachu
the
into his
rap.
Ass!
Poke rap?
Poke rap, yeah. Pikachu, what? What?
I always love the pauses in the Poke rap because they would always pause on like. What was the my favorite one? Something in Akins! Just like a snake.
Alright, I got one other thing that reminded me of this, because this was a real song that we had on cassette. It was an album called Disney Unwrapped. And it was just like...
So
this was,
I bet
hey,
you.
Hey, get down! Whoa,
I can guarantee that this was only sold at Zellers.
And we listened to the fuck out of this album. The other song that was great on it was a cover of Whoop There It Is called Whoop There He Went about Goofy falling down. And you hear. And he crashed and they go, Whoop There He Went! Woo! And I'm like, yeah!
Again, that's another great one to imagine the studio yeah. recording of.
Woo! There he went, Goofy! Is he a dog? I don't know, dog! You know a dog! You a weird monster!
Then an engineer would pipe in. Can we get a little bit more stank on
yeah,
the
Yeah, we need some more
goofy.
Stank on the Goofy following that, please. The Dahului Goofy, could you go bigger? Anyway, back to Big Shiny Toons 3. Third Eye Blind, how's it gonna be?
How's it gonna be
when you don't know?
I can't
know
believe
me.
They had more than one popular song.
What was
there's
the other one?
Still Semi-Charmed Life. Dude,
oh, yeah.
Dude, we already sang that
oh,
one.
Oh, and here's another band that went on to be one of my. I've seen this band several times. I still listen to this band regularly. Sloan Money City Maniacs. You know that song? It has a sound of it.
That'd be Meowth's theme song. I'm such a loser.
You are. No, Meowth already had a theme song.
What was it?
To protect the world from devastation.
That wasn't his.
Meowth, that's but... right. It's okay, fine. It was Team Rocket featuring Meowth.
Meowth! I like how... It's
why
unfair that Meowth could talk.
I know.
All the other Pokemon just say their goddamn names.
Like, Meowth is arguably the most evolved of all the Pokemons.
Yeah. Throws coins.
Is that what he does?
He was also, like, the smartest out of the three of them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. They should have let him run the show. Hey,
Team Rocket.
Mewtwo talk.
Oh, could he?
Could he?
Mewtwo.
Oh, I remember we saw the first Pokemon movie in theaters for my birthday one year.
That was a good year.
And
that was
sad. What, was it Mewtwo? Was it sad? I don't remember it.
When they were like all crying
I think
they were
it was like my
11th
birthday. I just remember getting Mewtwo in the Pokemon Blue and Red.
I have so many like really fond memories of seeing movies as a kid, but I only have like snapshots of them. I remember seeing Dumb and Dumber for our cousin's birthday.
I remember being so grossed out where Diedrich Bader drinks the piss.
Yeah, it's not Diedrich Bader.
No, it's
the Bare Naked Ladies cousin.
Cousin.
Okay.
Yeah,
anyway, it doesn't matter.
He's in Sorority Boys.
Yeah.
Among
and
other things. But...
And,
Harlan Williams.
Harlan Williams. And then I also remember going to see the first X-Files movie and as a kid thinking it was awesome, but then also going, what... Am I watching? Because I hadn't seen. Yeah,
first
I saw
time I ever
her,
saw
it
was
for
at grandma's house.
Another one of our cousin's birthdays. It was Pat's birthday.
Oh, I didn't get invited to that one, apparently.
I think you were there, John.
No, I wasn't. Fuck you.
I remember thinking it was really awesome, but again, yeah. Because having rewatched it as an X-Files nerd, that movie is completely inaccessible unless you've
oh,
seen at least 100 episodes of that
and even then it's barely
I love that movie.
You know,
it's
the weird
best
thing is, like, I've seen a lot of movies in theaters, but the memories I have of seeing movies are never of like the big like movies that everyone remembers fondly. It's a weird little movie that I remember seeing for like various reasons.
I remember seeing
The Animal and the Hot Chick in the theater. I remember seeing Speed Racer by myself.
You remember seeing a lot of
day.
Rob Schneider movies.
Nicole
the
and I
would
go
and
see
the Hot Chick. Wow.
I remember seeing Summer Catch with Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jessica Biel.
I remember seeing Spice World. I went with Mom and our sister.
I probably was there too then.
I have one of my favorite memories of seeing a movie in theaters was seeing Anchorman for the first time, and when Jack Black kicks the dog off the bridge,
God,
I almost died. That was
the
hardest
thing. That's
the
weird thing
with
that movie, though. Like, I remember seeing the movie in theaters, and then later on, loving it, and then rewatching it recently and being like, I remember loving this, and it's nowhere near as funny as I remember it being. And I think part of it is the fact that, you know, when I first saw it, I was 14, and I was like, this is the height of comedy, and now I'm getting closer to 30, and I'm like, it's funny when Jack Black kicks the dog.
Yeah. Of those movies, Step Brothers holds up, I think.
I
think Step Brothers is like
the
funniest movie
well.
Ever.
That movie's funny.
It's so stupid.
John Bonham's playing Moby Dick for real.
Is that the one where they make the...
Yeah.
Why'd
you let us do that? We'll have so much more space to do activities. I think I like that one because it's like
stuff?
Closer to a Tim and Eric movie.
Yeah.
You know? Like
last week we put liquid paper on a bee. And it died. But he has to lick the dog shit in slow motion.
I also like when Adam Scott's wife keeps like mounting him in the... Oh, the best part of Step Brothers is at the end where like the fantasy sequence kicks in and Will Ferrell kicks open the door, dressed as a lumberjack, and goes, "I've traveled over half our nation this day to give you my seed, woman." Jesus. Such a funny line. Anyway, then we had Lenny Kravitz fly away.
Lenny Kravitz is...
I want to get married to Laura Dern.
Oh, he's cool.
Nope, no, he's not. Ben Harper is.
Yeah.
At the risk of sounding racist, they look similar.
They
Lenny
have the
Kravitz
same haircut.
And Ben Harper have the same haircut. They look
like
similar.
Like identical haircuts. Where it's
I'm not a racist.
Like mini dreads. Yeah. I can see mixing them up because they do have...
Thank you.
Mini dreads. And
that's why I get them confused.
Because of their skin
color,
they're
racist. No, Lenny
Kravitz
is married... Lenny Kravitz, fuck you. Lenny Kravitz is married to somebody of note, though, I'm sure. I'm gonna look this
of
up.
Note? How about them notes that he used to play, Joe?
He also does a cover of American
Woman.
Bam, bam, bam.
Another band that I loathe.
The
that,
Guess Who?
Yeah.
I don't like the beer.
They're the no sugar tonight in my coffee. Canada, Canada.
Hey, what the fuck? Why do you always have to go to the one song by a band that I like when you're... You couldn't have been like any other Guess Who song. I have an anecdote about the Guess Who. Me and we used to always mishear lyrics and be like, there's no way that's what that song's about. Like, the song by Yes Roundabout, when they say in and around the lake, mountains come out of the sky, we were convinced it was marmots come out of the
marmots
sky.
Marmots come out of the
and
sky.
Like,
and they stand
other
there.
Songs we would mishear. So then we hear this song by the Guess Who, and we're listening to the radio, we hear the cat telling this one, four-wheel drive, four-wheel drive. We're like, it sounds like they're just saying four-wheel drive. What the fuck is four-wheel? This is hilarious. That was the Guess Who with four-wheel drive. Oh, really?
They were just singing.
What they literally are just singing four-wheel drive over and over again.
Taking care of Christmas.
That is the greatest thing that ever happened to that band, by the way.
Oh. There was that one song. I can't remember what's by, but it's like Alligator Lizards in the Sky. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No,
alligator,
but I really want
to.
What's... I can't... They did,
In the Air?
America.
Alligator Lizards in the Air? By Ventura Highway?
No, it was, I think it was America.
The song's vocalist and writer has said the lyric, Alligator Lizards in the Air. I think the song is called Ventura Highway. It's by America, yeah.
Okay, but yeah, that was one of those things. That can't be right.
Yes, when the song goes, I am a camera! Or like, it's not I am a camera, is it? No, it's I am a camera. Strong Edison was a camera. And also, and you and I, there's a line where it says, and you and I climb crossing the shape of the morning. I don't know what Yes lyrics are about. We were convinced it was, and you and I cut grass in the shape of the morning. Like,
there is a Rancid song that I never want to actually know the words to.
Oh,
so because
that Clash song that I like.
Yeah, because until, like,
not
forever, I've known the words to be, she's a solid-born immigrant, hey tall thin was a frail hookah hauling a conawa. Is all that I know.
How's the song go again, bro?
She's a solid born immigrant, a hey tall thin was a frail hookah hauling a conawa. And I never want to actually
like
know the real
with
word.
With White Riot by The Clash. I don't know what the actually says. All I know
he
is, Scott, a riot, I want a riot, what riot, a riot in my hole. I'm like, I don't want to know
a
what
riot
he's saying.
In my hole.
It's so much better when he's just like, my butthole hurts.
What the fuck's Rancid? I need to show you that Rancid song. It's going to...
Can I just read you a quote by Lenny Kravitz that makes me happy?
Yeah.
Kravitz identifies himself as a Christian in a religious sense. Quote, quote, though, quote, through choice, but I'm also a Jew. It's all the same to me.
And meanwhile, every Christian and every Jew is like,
fuck
you.
What? No, it's not. They're very different, Lenny. I also said the sentence, I'm a Christian in a religious sense, through choice, but I'm also a Jew, though.
So I do a lot of reading, but only in a reader's sense.
Like, read that in, like, Tracy Morgan's voice. Liz Lemon, I'm a Christian in a religious sense, through choice, but I'm also a Jew, though, Liz Lemon.
That is such a Tracy Morgan.
My favorite Twitter account ever used to be somebody which was called Kanye Jordan, and it would just take everything Kanye West tweeted and then retweet it with the words, comma, Liz Lemon put under the end. So it was like, I'm gonna go get a new aquarium, Ms. Lemon.
Oh, God.
I wonder if that Twitter account still exists. We're on a journey through the heart of the internet.
On 62nd and Broadway. Cause that's what I'm on 62nd and Broadway. Come at the
New York City.
I wish I was on the highway back to Olympia? Olympia, oh yes, okay. I'll cue this up because it'll make us happy.
Liz Lennon, if you put a link to my site, people will be able to chop and amp screw the video. This is a step backwards towards the possibilities. I don't know what that means. Thanks, Kanye. Kanye, didn't he marry a Kardashian?
The
from
yeah,
season 2 of DS9?
But I think... a Kardashian?
A Kardashian. This is taking so long. Placebo, Pure Morning was the next song. And then Garbage Push It, which I loved and was the theme song to NHL 2000, I believe, or maybe 98. One of the few hockey games I ever played a lot of.
Oh, I think.
You know that song by Garbage?
Push It. Garbage had the guitar player that was like completely bald and always wore stupid glasses.
I seem to remember in 1998 being very attracted to the lead singer of Garbage. What was her name?
She had bright orange hair. Her name was Trashy McRefuse.
Rob, don't be judgmental.
But she's in a band.
Shirley Manson was her name.
Whoa.
She's Scottish.
Scottish.
Why?
Like,
oh, because it's kind of something. No, no, she's quite pretty. I'm not crazy. And she's not orange. She's a redhead.
It's orange.
It's not orange.
It's orange.
No, I think she, you know, I liked her songs. I liked that band.
Did you ever call her up and tell her that?
She stopped taking my calls. Well. I was like, I like your song Push It, plus I think you're real pretty. you're Push It Garbage song. I'm just this guy, you know? Radiohead, Karma Police. When Brody was born, I bought 3 of those, like, babies sing. Well, not babies sing, but... No, it's like the lullaby versions of songs you don't want to kill yourself listening to, like,
Is a lullaby version of a Radiohead song just a Radiohead song?
No, it's, like, played on, like, xylophones and shit. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
like, they're slowed
I
down.
I love
so
Radiohead.
I bought the Pink Floyd one, the Led Zeppelin one, and the Radiohead one.
Radiohead's so good.
And then I found a Fish one, and I was like, yay! And no one would let me put it. Goo Goo Dolls, Iris. Nicole used to maybe listen to that song.
What's the name of that? What's the name of that fucking idiot? What's the tune of that song? How's that called?
They have 2 songs and they sound the same. So
and I would stand right
here. I think this was
mountain.
The one. No.
I would be. I'm singing Savage Garden.
Yeah, Savage Garden. We used to call it Sausage Garden. Was this the one that was in City of Angels, the Nicolas Cage movie?
The Nick Cage movie, yes.
Which was a remake of a much better French film.
I don't remember this song.
And I'll give up forever to touch you, cause I know that you feel me somehow.
Every member of this band
you're
looks
closest to heaven
exactly like the employees of every Music Center Canada you've ever gone into.
This was their good song though.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I hate the whisper singing.
You
I don't care the whisper
you feel
singing.
It coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where's my car? You live with all your folks.
He doesn't know the lyrics. He's reading them off of the YouTube.
I actually know the lyrics. I want to wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you slide? Which... If ever there was a golden opportunity to bust in some sweet slide guitar, that would be like, do you want to get married? Run away. Big Wreck, that song. I don't know that one. And, okay, I like this song. I didn't know if it was on it. Monster Magnet, Space Lord.
That's actually a really
good
song.
When the newest Monster Magnet album came out, how excited I was. It's so
mother,
good.
Mother. They're like the dirtiest band
they're just like,
ever.
Yeah, just like a... Seriously, like, this is a band for people who like Silver Surfer comics to get high to. I once had a conversation on a forum with the lead singer from Monster Magnet about Jack Kirby comics.
Really?
That's a true story.
That's cool. He's got really greasy hair.
Well, yeah, he's from Monster Magnet, dude. He's not from Hansen Magnet.
What?
I'm sorry.
He's not from Fridge Magnet.
Well, we might as well go through Big Shiny Toons 4 since we've already started the other 2. Because this was the last one I remember. I remember you had Big Shiny Toons 5, and I was not into it, but it did have Brother Down, I think, which I liked.
Come on, Brother Down.
It also has Rearranged Rumble Biscuit, and oh, one of my least favorite songs ever that Nicole puts on all the time is...
I'm just a teenage
dirtbag baby.
It's called...
Oh, I choked while doing my impression.
By Wheatus.
This is awful.
Actually, I didn't like this album at the time, but looking at the track list now, it's very nostalgic for me. Okay, we'll do five fast, and then we'll do four. Ready? Okay, so five, fast. As fast as we know how. Matchbox 20, Bent. Matthew Good Band, Load Me Up. Three Doors Down, Kryptonite. My first girlfriend, this was her favorite band, and she would make me listen
if
to this
I go great. No Ten one's Doors. Favorite band was Three Fucking
Nicole
Doors Down.
Nicole Dore, my only other girlfriend in my life, who's also named was Nicole, loved Three Doors Down. I know. I don't, it wasn't on purpose, I promise.
Weird.
Yeah, she used to beat me. Stone Temple Pilots, Sour Girl. Bloodhound Gang, The Bad Touch. A song that every high school boy learned the lyrics to, and as an adult... still knows them and is secretly ashamed because they know all the lyrics, and the song starts with, I appreciate your input.
I never has a joke band song. Gotten so famous before.
Sweat, baby,
they're
sweat,
so
baby,
bad.
Sex is a
Texas drop you and you do the kind of stuff that only Prince would sing about. So put your hand
down my pants, and I bet you'll feel nuts.
Yes, I'm Siskel. Yes, I'm Ebert. And you're
getting
two
thumbs up. You're not enough of the two hand touching wall. You're out of bounds. I want you smothered.
Want you covered.
Like my Waffle House crash grounds. Coming with the next never reach an apex. Just like a gold star. You are inclined to make me.
What was that one song that was like.
Just like daylight savings. Get horny now.
What's that song that was like. Hello, my name is Jimmy Pop, and I'm a dumb white guy. I'm not old or new, but middle school, fifth grade, like junior high.
But I'm kind of like Han Solo, always stroking my own Wookiee. I'm the root of all that's evil, but you can call me Cookie. The roof,
the roof, the roof is on fire. The way he says fire makes me laugh every time.
We
fire.
Don't need no
water, let the motherfucker burn.
That's also the Bloodhound Gang.
Yeah, I know. The music video for it, he's wearing the baggiest pants.
Like hammer pants?
No.
I did say we'd do this one fast. American Psycho by Treble Charger.
Now I know how far you'd go to be the next freak show, American Psycho.
Did you
I'm
hear what they sounded
very
like?
Well, but...
American Psycho cover of the magazine. Did you ever hear what they sounded like before they had that song?
Why would I hear that?
Because you're Canadian.
Yeah, it's true. I have seen the Trues live in concert more than once.
Yeah. The lead singer on that song, he wasn't actually the lead singer of the band. It was the other guy. And their earlier stuff was all really boring 90s slow rock.
That's
but then
good.
Sum 41 got huge, and Blink-182 was huge, so they just wrote a pop punk song, and then blew up, and then... never made anything ever again.
That's a good song, though. Filter, Take a Picture. You had a Filter CD.
It sucked.
I know. But you liked it. Everclear, Wonderful.
They have that one song that... Everything is wonderful now.
Oh, that's the song.
Nah,
yeah.
Nah, 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 nah.
Their best song was Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Swim out past the breakers and watch the world die. We could live inside the ocean. Leave the fire behind. I actually like that
swim
song.
Swim out past
and if
the
I remember
breaker.
Correctly, the guy from that band had a Powerpuff Girls sleeve.
He did, because his daughters love Powerpuff Girls.
Good on him.
And he was in that documentary, the other F word, about punk rock dads.
Much, but
I loved that
cool.
movie.
Really okay, my least favorite Blink-182 song. I hate this song.
First
know.
Date.
No, I like that song. In the car, I just can't wait to pick you up on our very first date.
What's your least favorite Blink-182
song? Adam's song. I fucking hate Adam's song. Bam, 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 bam. Emo song, friend is dead. Bam, bam, bam. Mom is sad. Bam, 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 bam.
Milk is on the ground.
God, I hate that song.
I'm
the only
okay.
one that's almost as bad as Adam's song is from the next time they go, so here's your holiday. Won't you enjoy this time? Gave it all away. It's called Stay Together for the
That's
Kids.
That's a great song.
It's a fucking horrible song. Basically, as a kid, I liked Blink-182. Hearing some of their songs now, I'm kind of like, yeah, these are poppy. Listen to any of the lyrics, and I'm like, I want to kill you and you, and especially
it's,
the guys who wrote this song.
I love that.
You are 30-year-old singing shitty 14-year-old poems.
One of my favorite lyrics that they
poems
did
poems that were trite when
was,
they were 14.
Was they wrote when they were in their 30s, and... teenage rules, they're fucked and boring and don't apply to me at all.
I know. Like, seriously, every Blink-182 song is, I'm so mad at my dad. I'm like, oh, fuck off.
I love
you guys are so annoying.
I
like some of their tunes.
They're the best.
But it's just like,
going away to college. Josie, I love you in your locker, and the girls playing soccer. I'm like, fuck off. You're a touring man in your early 30s at best.
So,
fuck you.
So I'm doing another punk rock sing along at the Ship and Anchor.
I didn't know it was
Christmas
punk rock,
version. No, I'm trying to get to why I'm doing. Just
okay.
Wait. And I ran out. I'm making the set list, and I ran out of punk rock Christmas songs at about 6. So now,
the
so instead,
punk rock Christmas album,
yeah, I know, but only one of them is really worth playing.
Point in the world.
Yeah, and I'm maybe Gun for Christmas.
I also like.
I'll get a gun for Christmas to protect my other gifts.
I also Grandpa's Last Christmas.
Yeah, that
and
one's funny.
My First Christmas as a Woman.
Yeah, that one's good.
And but Hang Myself from the Tree.
That one. That song is fucking miserable.
Yeah, but it's funny.
Did you know that the theme song to How Did This Get Made is Warren Fitzgerald of the Vandals?
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. It's the Vandals.
Now it's time for.
But anyway, because I ran out of Christmas songs, I'm just going to play really sad, inappropriate songs.
In a positive
upbeat
way.
To the tune of Christmas tunes. So I'm playing Adam's Song as Jingle Bells, basically. Adam's Song!
Adam's Song!
Oh, yeah. Ding, ding, ding. I'm doing. Anyway, I'm doing that. And I'm also doing either Last Caress or Hybrid Moments.
One last. Christmas.
That's
you should
perfect.
Do a mashup of both of them. Like
okay.
Combine them. Because like, really, there's only that one line in Last Caress that's any good. Is that part that they always sing.
Are you familiar with lots of Misfits lyrics? There's
when
some of the
new
most
creatures rape your face.
So fucking
moments
weird.
Moments like this never ends. And you're like, what the fuck,
Danzig
Jerry?
Lyrics are horrible.
Was that a Jerry Only song or a
Danzig
song?
That was Danzig. Last Caress and Hybrid Moments. Yeah. Last Caress has the worst lyrics of all time.
What?
I got something to say about me.
They also have that song. Die, 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 my darling. Metallica will cover this song on their garage rock album.
Oh, they also covered Green Hell.
Metallica? They also covered that Turn the Page by Joe.
Metallica's really bad.
Bob Seger, not Joe. Joe Seger. Who's that?
Like, really bad.
Dude, what song is
weird?
Okay,
when you're like, oh, I like metal, and you're like, oh, you like Metallica too? I don't know.
I always go on record to say that the first three and probably four Metallica albums are good.
I will go on record.
Like, if you like Slayer, you will like the first three albums of Metallica. They're just like fast thrash metal. There's some really good songs on Ride the Lightning. There's some good songs on Master Puppets. There's some good songs on Kill 'Em All. But, I mean, I'm not a
disagree button. Disagree.
But then, yeah, as soon as they went pop, they were fucking horrible. And then Death Magnetic came out. Okay, it's not a good album, but I will listen to it in my car sometimes. Then I need to get pumped up.
Some Kind of Monster is one of the funniest movies I've ever seen.
I'm madly in anger with you.
I'm madly in fucking anger with fucking you. I'm fucking madly in fucking anger.
We talk about that album so much.
It's so funny.
Like, I don't know.
Oh my god, that
album
is
hilarious. We hate this band and we can't stop discussing
it. It is like Troll 2. It is so brilliant.
Troll 2 is like a fun thing to put on with your friends.
That's a good point.
Putting on Saint Anger is a very quick way to cause ritual suicide.
Did you see the scene in Some Kind of Monster where they're writing the lyrics to Frantic?
Frantic, tick, 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 tock.
Nobody's singing it into a microphone.
No, with his headphones on.
His eyes are closed. And he's like trying to match up to the lyric to the songs, and you just hear James Hetfield going, tick, 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 tock. And then Bob Rock stops and says, do that tick, tick. No, I think you got something there. I think you got something. Do the tick tock again. Oh, God. This is so painful.
It was also the album where, like, the producer was like, we should make the drums sound
horrible. Oh, God.
And I think it was because secretly he was like, fucking Lars Ulrich, I hate this guy. I'm going to make him sound like shit.
He hits his snare drum and it sounds like rain hitting a tarp.
It is seriously
so
the
bad.
Worst engineered album I've ever heard. But moving on, Limp Bizkit Rearranged. What song is that?
Limp Bizkit.
What song is that, though?
Who cares?
It's just one of those days when you don't want to wake up. Everything is fucked. Everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify.
When I first started working at Chapters, my first day, we were closing the store. So
and
we
was like, would you like some chocolate stuffing?
I was just kind of like, I didn't know anybody, and I was wandering around doing my job, and I happened to walk by a coworker, and I was humming that Limp Bizkit song, and
it's called Break Stuff.
Yeah, I was humming Break Stuff, and I was just kind of laughing, like, what the fuck? And then this girl, Suzanne, walks by me, and she just goes, so come get it! And I was like, oh, yeah, we're going to be best friends.
Okay, I'm going to make myself sound stupid again, but I do hate Limp Bizkit, but because I was a wrestling fan in the year 2000, two of their songs
It's my way!
It's my way! My way or the highway! Because that was the theme song to WrestleMania 17, and the Undertaker's theme song lyric. For a couple years was Keep rolling, 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 what? Keep rolling, 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 yeah!
Oh my god.
Those two songs I listen to a lot. I don't know Rearrange though, I have no idea what song that is.
Did you guys ever listen to Angry White Boy Polka?
Yes, that's my favorite polka.
Oh my god. Oh,
that thing earlier we were singing the lyrics to that other song, that was from a previous Weird Al
Yankovic. The bit where he goes into the Papa Roach tune, what's...
Cut my life into pieces!
That's a Disturbed song. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness! I actually had that Disturbed album.
Oh, Disturbed. One time, when I was in high school, a girl...
Touched your was
Jesus Christ. I don't remember. I'm
sorry. It's even stupider because I said weenus.
I know. So
I'm almost 30. So, I have a son.
So
I'm an adult.
I don't remember this girl's name, but we were all standing in a circle in the middle of the hallway, as you do when you're in high school.
Yeah, of course. And so the other people can't get by.
Yeah, exactly. So that you are essentially in the way.
It's basically like even when teenagers aren't actively saying, fuck you, they want to make sure that their body language is also saying, fuck you. Anyway, you're standing in a circle with a girl.
And we were all talking about what we did on the weekend. She went, I went to the Disturbed concert on the weekend. And I was being polite. And I went, oh, cool. And she's like, I totally hooked up with the singer. And I was thinking, and I thought, he's, like,
old.
He, that's rape. That's fucked
that's
up.
Illegal.
You're 16. But, no. It gets better. Okay. Do you know how he has those two piercings on his lip that, like, hook down? So she went, yeah, he let me suck his piercings.
I was like, I didn't even know that was a fetish. I didn't even know that was
a like, tried not to die laughing at everybody. Like the hook
was. Like the water
she
seat?
Goes, yeah, I went, how?
I like you being so diplomatic. Just be like, you want to be like, what is wrong
like,
with you?
Holy fuck.
Can I call your mother, please?
This is weird.
Because this is illegal.
Yeah.
And
he should be in jail, and
like,
you, how did you do that?
I also like the way
it's
she
like
said
a pelican.
It. Like, no, but in that scenario, he let me. So it's like she went in, she's like, Mr. Sturbed.
Mr.
Could
Sturbed.
Could I please? I don't know what his name is.
Excuse me, Mr. Sturbed.
You guys, I totally sucked his pear things.
He must have
things?
Loved that.
No, he has these, like, walrus teeth things. Oh, yeah. Was he into it? I don't know.
Like...
I'm
it's
a teenager,
just,
I don't give a
it
shit.
It just feel like someone tugging on your lip.
Sorry, starry, bro. Shut up.
It was a
remember your friend who had the word Satan tattooed on the inside of his lip?
Yeah.
And then when I asked why, it was just like, so he'd be like, look.
He'd just go up to people and say, do you want to see my new tattoo? And just show them the word Satan. And they go... Weird, and you go right.
I have to admit, though, that like even plus I know that guy, but just like even if I didn't, that's an amazing gag.
Isn't that
that's
funny?
Just like the best tattoo I've ever heard. Somebody's just like, I'm gonna get a stupid tattoo that will fade after a few months because it's really wet in my mouth.
Oh, that
I want Satan in my mouth.
He's like, it only cost me $40.
Why'd you do that? It was so cheap. It was a bargain.
Because he went with my other friend to go get a real tattoo, and he's like, how much would it cost for you to do Satan on my inner lip? Apparently the tattoo artist was like,
$40?
Deal.
Shut up and take my money.
A month later, it's gone.
Anyway, Weedest Teenage Dirtbag was the next one. Red Hot, the Peps.
The Peps are
the Chili Peps.
Terrible.
The Red Hots.
The Red Hots.
With the... Take it on the other side. Okay, hang on. Wait a minute. The Red Hot Chili Peppers were not terrible. They are
Anthony Kiedis
excellent,
is terrible.
Excellent greatest hits album. Like, to get all of their albums, no. But to get their greatest hits album, there's at least 12 songs that I would listen to.
If you
like,
could just, if you could just take, just like, if you just took Anthony Kiedis away,
well, he's gone
good.
Now, so you can listen to their
what did he die?
All of their albums since got by the way have been gone.
Anthony Kiedis is the singer.
Oh,
you're thinking of John Frusciante.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, the guy who was hailed
like,
for muting his guitar.
I didn't see any palm mute on all these songs. I can play every song.
How come you do all that palm muting stuff? It's because I'm on heroin all the time, and
okay.
I can't function.
Cool. I like Anthony Kiedis, though.
Oh, he's the worst. I like Flea.
Scottish
Flea's good. Flea is in a lot of movies. Sum 41, Makes No Difference. I have an anecdote about that song.
Makes no difference.
When the song
me.
Came out, Nicole was trying to like explain the song to one of her friends. She's like, have you heard that song, Makes No Difference by Sum 41? It goes, makes no difference. And then it's like, I haven't heard it. And it's just like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah, you know, the one that's like, makes no difference to me. That was from Half Hour of Power or All Killer No Filler?
Half Hour of Power. The music video has a house
Deftones, Change in the House of Flies.
The Deftones are just kind of sludgy and heavy, yeah. Which is weird.
Disturbed, Stupefy. Suck upon my piercings. Jay Englishman with More. Never heard that song before.
What?
And Kid Rock, Only God Knows Why, his country song.
Only God! Only God!
Oh, and the first appearance, I think, on a Big Shiny Tunes, Nickelback with Breathe. I remember when they first came out and they had one song that I remember liking, like when it first came out, and I was 14, so fuck you guys for judging me.
No, I liked Nickelback.
They had that one song
kid.
That was like, what was the song? Never made it as a wise man. Couldn't tell
you
as a poor man. I've been down and to the bottom of every barrel, just like words. We always didn't send that part of the song that goes, something I'm faking, y'all cooking give me a pound of bacon.
But that's like, you can't really be made fun of for listening to that band when you were growing up. Because
yeah,
like when you're that age, you just listen to what's on the radio, and they were on the radio all the time.
Especially
yeah.
in Calgary.
Yeah.
It's like you don't
yeah.
even listen to the band, you know.
We now
yeah,
have
exactly.
a radio station in Calgary with a no Nickelback guarantee. Like, we literally have a radio station that's like, we promise! We won't play Avril's Husband. All right, that was Big Shiny Tunes 5. Now we can do 4, and that'll bring us to the end of the show. So get to...
Let's just listen to the song.
What song is it? What is this?
Nickelback.
Oh, really?
This is that song, Breathe.
Oh,
this is...
Oh,
this
you know
is
what?
Bad.
I have a really embarrassing
this
confession.
The one I thought it was.
No?
There is a Nickelback song that I like, as long as you don't listen to the lyrics. Turn that shit off.
This
is a song that I actually kind of like, but I have to ignore the lyrics because the lyrics are so douchey and bro-y. But this song was the theme song to Raw for a long time, and I kind of like it.
Oh, I hate this song.
Yeah, why would the official video be fucking live?
It's in like drop C.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's so stupid.
Rey Mysterio jumps in the air. CM Punk holding the belts.
This is so bad.
It's
whenever I hear this
like
song,
a...
I just picture other dudes looking at other dudes' muscles. He's got Sigmas! Sigmas!
Need a lift, bro?
Yo! This sounds like...
We're going after... Oh, come on, what are the chorus?
Pantera, like, just decided to also make a record with Gary Glitter.
I would listen to that. Wait, we're into the chorus now.
We're going out tonight to kick out every line. We're doing something wrong.
We're going out to kick out every light.
We're going till the world stops turning and we're burning and we're burning.
Till the world stops turning and burning.
No,
turning
we're
and burning.
I just, again, it was the theme song to wrestling. And I was like, I like this song.
Oh, it's so bad.
All right, Moist had a song called Breathe. You love the song Moist, or the band Moist. Ugh. You love the word Moist, is what I mean.
Ugh.
Sugar Ray with Someday. Someday, when my life has passed me by. I look around and I wonder why you were
Sugar
always
Ray,
there
I would describe
for me.
As the world's
whitest band.
Like if you could give an award to the most boring man with a soul patch, it would be Sugar
to be
Ray.
Fair, most people with soul patches, other than Jack Black, are pretty lame. Jack Black is the only person I've ever seen who can like make a soul patch seem like, yeah, of course he has a soul patch. He's Jack fucking Black. Why wouldn't he? Matthew Goodband.
Hello, time bomb. I'm ready to go.
Oh, Rob, one of your favorites. Spoon 82. Here's my Asian friend. What's my age again?
Here's
on the live album, they go, what's my age again? Here's my Asian friend. The live album. It's still the only one I'll listen to because I'm like... These are so stupid.
It's the
Do
best.
You guys think it's weird to shit your pants while you're sleeping? Not that I do it. What I did last night, and I haven't taken a shower since, and I'm wondering if that's what smells. And everyone's just like,
"Yeah!"
I'm gonna think of what to tonight when I'm laying in my bunk.
There's
starting with the retards. I'm like, that's not funny, Mark Hoppus. You're an asshole.
There's a really good cover band in Calgary called Blink 183.
Clever.
And
they play Green Day songs.
Good joke.
We should come up with like Blue Day.
Bluey,
Sum 42.
So,
bass
when
charger.
They perform, they do all of the jokes on
really?
The live record, and they do it so perfectly.
I would watch that. But
it's great.
Oh god, that's such an embarrassing album.
It's
I'm
so good.
Like, Google All Sly. We already heard that one. And okay, this is a good one. Fatboy Slim, Praise You.
The Spike Jonze music video where they do the dance in the lineup for a movie. Do you remember that?
Yes. The best Fatboy Slim video is the one for Weapon of Choice.
Also Spike Jonze.
Where Christopher Walken flies around the library. That's a great song too.
It is.
And then there's a remix that's faster.
I had no idea that Fatboy Slim was a British man.
Yeah. And he also had Right About Now.
The Funk Soul Brother, check it out now!
For like 25 minutes. You guys remember Sandstorm by Darude? That was the only time like a DDR song was played on the radio.
Hey, old Captain Jack.
That's a different song.
Hey, no, but that song was little,
but... okay.
That song was popular before it was in DDR.
Really?
Yes.
We went to karaoke one time, and my ex-girlfriend, soon to become my wife... My wife! Stealing Scott Aukerman's jokes.
You have to break up to become married.
We went to karaoke...
There's a 10-hour video of Darude Sandstorm on YouTube.
Oh, good. For
10
hours.
Just loops for 10 hours.
You can listen to that when you play Pokemon.
Oh, that's perfect! That's the best!
Tell your story while this is in the background.
Sarah wanted to sing Crazy Town Butterfly.
Which is pretty funny in itself.
I know, like the worst song. But when she went up on stage, it started playing the song Butterfly from DDR. But she didn't get off the stage. She just kept trying to sing along with it.
I know all the words.
And we would go, this isn't the song I wanted.
Just for
so
the record,
great.
This was the song she was ended up having to sing.
Yeah, this happened, and she went, what is this? And I remember going, it's from DDR!
This is the bad version of it, though. This is it.
You're my butterfly, sugar, maybe.
No,
come, my lady, come
my
lady, make you go
sugar,
crazy.
Baby. There was a, like, an actual, I think it was this one, the smile
button.
Hi,
I'm your little butterfly, green, black, and blue, little boy. Where my samurai?
Where's my samurai?
This is also a remix, but...
It's fast. All right.
This is a remix. This is a transcore remix, but there's go.
I'm your little butterfly. Green, black, and blue, making colors in the sky. I'm your little butterfly.
There were a lot of really fucking awesome DDR songs that I used to
cartoon
love.
Cartoon Hero was always
my Nicole still listens to Aqua in the Car when I'm there. Like, she puts on the fucking Aquarius CD and I have to listen to goddamn Barbie Girl.
Tata Jones, Tata Jones.
I always pretend that it's Short Round singing that song. Tata Jones! Tata Jones, you cheat! Wake up now, Tata Jones! Makes the song better. Anyway, okay, and of course, the immortal Kid Rock with Ba with Da Ba.
Da Bang, Da Bang, Diggy, 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 diggy Set Your Boogie, Say Up, Jump the Boogie.
My name is Kid! Keep going.
Ba with Da Ba, Da Bang, Da Bang, Diggy, 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 Set Your Boogie, Say Up, Jump the Boogie. Sure. Ba.
He wrote those words down. I bet you anything. He wrote down.
Keep doing it.
Ba with the ba, da bang, da bang, diggy, 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 set the boogie, sure. Say up, drop
my
the boogie.
Name is
ba
King.
With the ba, da bang, da bang, diggy, 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 say up, drop the King. little guy.
And this is what Josie. And
Josie.
This is one of the questions that don't have any answers. The midnight glancers and the top answers. I don't know why I know the words to this song either. Fuck.
Followed by Smash Mouth Shrek or All Star, as it came to be known.
Shrek?
This song was in Shrek.
I know, but they called it Shrek?
No, I'm saying that everyone knows this song in this band because
it was also
this
in Mystery Men.
Hey now.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Okay, that's at the time where Nicole was saying something stupid, and I was like, I don't really think that makes sense. And she went, see, I am not the smartest tool in the shed. And then I paused and went, sweetie, I think you're mixing your metaphors. And she went, see, point and case. And I was like, fuck, you're dumb. What is happening right
point
now?
And
point
case.
And case. And I was like, people think you're stupid. I know you're actually very smart. People think you are an idiot.
Oh my God.
Because you say things like that.
I had a friend who, for the longest time, or we didn't, or what did he say? He was like, yeah, well, 2020 blindsight. And we went, 2020 blindsight? Think about what you're saying. Yeah, because if you have 2020, you're blind, right? Wait,
nope.
What?
Wait, wow, wait. You misunderstand the saying on multiple levels.
What do you think this saying means? It's saying, like,
hindsight
you can't...
is 2020.
Yeah, but the way he understood it is like, if fuck, it was so funny.
That's pretty fantastic.
Blindsight is 2020.
There's something else that... for Halloween this year, she's like, oh my gosh, for Halloween this year, you should be Frankenstein, and I'll be the Bride of Frankenstein, and Brody will be the baby. I was like, what fucking baby? What are you talking about? And I think she realized halfway through that, she's like, oh, there isn't a baby Frankenstein. He can just be the baby. And I was like, oh dear. Oh dear. The tea party, Kevin coming down. Like I said, saw them live. They were quite good.
The
Chemical
tea
Brothers,
party.
Let Forever Be, Orgy Blue Monday, not to be confused with Manic Monday. Just another man. Good song. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Scar Tissue. Already sang that one today. I'm Mother Earth, Summertime in the Void. Remember that song?
I do remember that song.
Silver Chair, Anthem for the Year 2000. We are the... No, it's Youth of the Nation. How does that song go?
It was,
Anthem for the Year 2000.
What was the album? They had an album cover... That
it
was like
a crown, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It was a big. It was a tubby kid smiling.
It was me.
It was Joey.
Hi, kids.
On a T-shirt.
Hi.
Going, you should listen to Silverchair.
You guys ever heard this band, Silverchair?
In elementary school, I remember all like the badass kids who like smoked and stuff. They always wore Silverchair shirts or Nine Inch Nails shirts.
Yeah.
Nine Inch
I
Nails.
I think the album was called Freak Show. Yeah, that's it right here.
Yeah.
It looks like the kid from The Big Green. Like
yes, it totally does.
That's weird. But yeah, Neon Ballroom was the album that had that song on it.
Silverchair?
Anthem for the Year 2000.
I remember thinking was cool. Like, wow, they're cool. Really. They're so boring.
Yeah.
Oh my God. All their songs are like 7 minutes long and they're
okay,
slow.
You're talking to a fish.
No, friend. But they don't, at least the shitty music you like, it's like, it goes off on tangents and it's not just the same thing for 7 minutes. Whereas Silverchair just, well, let's just put 8 choruses in it. Why not? Because that's dumb. Don't do that.
And then the last two songs were Serial Joe Mistake. I don't remember that one. And Econoline Crush, You Don't Know What It's Like. I remember that song vaguely.
What It's Like.
What It's Like. No, that's not that
song. Is
that
Sublime or something?
No, What It's Like by Everlast.
Everlast. The guy from...
You really might know what it's like to blah, blah, blah.
Down the blues. He's in Jump Around. Jump
Up. He was in House of Pain, really?
He was House of Pain, yeah. He became Everlast.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. I can't know him. I don't mean that's a sin.
Home of the pack up.
Try to something, something in the whole crew. I'll act up.
Celtics.
Stand up.
I like that.
Your hands
team.
Up. If you got that feeling, jump on, touch the ceiling.
You just turned into Donkey Kong.
I don't know the word. The first rap song I ever know the words to, Rapper's Delight. But not the original by the Sugar Hill Gang.
I have it to the hip.
The one with Redman in it, I think.
And Method Man?
I don't know.
No, that was a deodorant commercial you're thinking of.
What? Method Man's in a deodorant commercial? It was Redman featuring Eric Sermon and Keith Murray in their cover of Rapper's Delight, which was on Now 3, which was the album that we started talking about before we got into Big Shiny Tunes.
Did you ever get the Punkaramas or the Fat Music?
I
fat
have,
people
yeah,
records?
In high school because Nicole was into them. So I have some of them.
I love them.
In my car, in fact. Yeah, now, oh my God, I'm at the risk of being really boring. Now 3 consisted of Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba.
I love
that. It's the only song that is horrible.
Oh my God.
The very first pop music record I ever got that wasn't Weird Al or like the Muppets, like the first pop album was the Tub Thumping album. And I remember listening to it going, this is terrible. Just the one song is good about getting drunk and pissing the night away. Then there was 3 a.m. by Matchbox 20, Rob Thomas. Went on to fame with a
Robbie
Santana
Thomas
song.
Smooth.
Sex and Candy by Marcy Playground. Remember, we did that one. Meredith Brooks, the immortal song Bitch.
I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. I'm a child. I'm a mother. I'm a sinner. I'm a saint.
No, you're thinking of Burgess Meredith from the Rocky films.
I'm a bitch rock. What are you doing? You have no management.
Burgess Meredith.
The Wallflowers, The Difference. That's the Jacob Dylan song. Paula Cole, I Don't Want to Wait. I don't want to wait for Dawson's Creek to be over. Pacey and Joey, get it together. That was a great show. Janet Jackson, Together Again. Jewel, Foolish Games. The Verve, Bittersweet Symphony.
Dun, dun,
love that song. The
dun,
Rolling Stones,
dun,
like a bunch of dick cheeses, fucking sued that band, claiming that it sampled one of their songs. When the song that they sampled, the fucking Rolling Stones ripped off from an old, like, Muddy Waters tune. Fucking dickheads, but it's a great song. Connelline Crush, All That You Are, which we've already discussed, isn't the one we think it is. Oh, no, yeah, that's the one that goes, this is all that you are, you're just one shining star. Lisa Loeb, I Do. Sister Hazel, All For You. Great Big C's cover of It's the End of the World As We Know It and I Feel Fine, where they sing way faster than Michael Stipe does. Just about Kimmy, I'm looking kind of boring, kind of system of reading, I'm looking to the south, I'm looking at a uniform, looking at a gym, I don't want to sit around, I'm turning 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 around, yeah, I'm being loosened enough,
wow, what is happening?
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Michael Stipe is actually one of the best lyricists.
He's great, and that's a great song.
He's
but the Great Big C version is better. Spice Girls, People of the World, Spice Up Your Life, Every Boy and Every Girl, Spice Up Your Life, Aqua Barbie Girl, Casey and JoJo, All My Life.
That was, oh my god, my friend Robert, his sister got married, and that was her wedding song.
All My Life by Casey and JoJo.
That is the lamest thing.
Didn't they have another song?
All My Life. Bring us someone. The music video, they just got like white gloves on.
But didn't they also have a song later that was like in like 2001?
Hey! No, that's Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Yeah, that's Walking on Sunshine. I could have sworn, maybe I'm thinking of somebody else. No, I'm thinking of a song by somebody else that goes, I'm going crazy, 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 just thinking about you, baby. You know that song?
I do.
You don't do?
Nope.
No, that was them. It was Casey and JoJo. It was in Save the Last Dance. I knew I wasn't crazy. Which was a film with Julian.
I've never seen that.
And last but not least, Eric Thurman, Keith Murray, Red Man with Rapper's Delight. And that is going to wrap us up this week here on an extra nostalgic for Rob and I and educational edition of the Weekly Roundup. We went long tonight, an hour 40. I'm glad we started early because we had more energy.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't explain. Ryan's not here because Ebola, and Justin's not here because
he's bowling.
Because he's bowling. He's a balla. Yeah, Ryan's not here because he's a balla, and Justin's not here because he's a bowling. All right. He's bowling on Manitoulin. Manitoulin Island, the world's largest freshwater island. That's a Canadian fact.
What just
happened? Manitoulin Island, it's the world's largest freshwater island. Great. It's in Ontario.
Good.
Anyway, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed this musical walk down memory lane. It also included us talking about cooking shows.
My name is Rob.
I'm Joe.
We gotta go around the horn.
I'll do Ryan's part.
So until next week, I am Joey G.
Robbie G.
And Heidi.
Catchphrase. Signing off. You made us proud.